and like you said, properly promote. And speaking of that, how can independents really do good in markets with nowadays no radio support? I done read in the Wall Street Journal. I done read through the several different resources about how the FCC came down on radio about, you know, the payola thing.
You know, I guess I'm kind of lucky because I haven't had that problem. And maybe that's because, you know, I'm pretty selective of the projects that I work.
Mm.
When somebody comes to me with a record, you know, I turn away more projects than I actually take on, which, of course, has people pretty upset with me. But if I don't feel that I can sell somewhere between 50 and 100,000 CDs with you as an artist or you as a company, I pass. Because I feel that that's the amount of records that we need to be able to sell for you to feel good about hiring me.
Right.
I'm not. So.
Because you're pretty costly because you are good at what you do.
Exactly. I'm expensive as fuck, and I admit it. No, but I have a zero failure rate.
Right. So that's but that's understandable.
I believe that my choosiness over, if I can make up a word, over the records that I work is what creates my record of success. You know, I've got an outstanding track record, and I'm not trying to have a ding on it.
Right.
And the more success I have, the more I don't want a clinker on my resume.
Right.
You know? It gets harder as I go on, not easier.
Okay. I want to ask you a question. Can success happen with less than $50,000 of the budget?
It can, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it before. I've helped people put out records with less money. What you're doing is you're calling in a lot of favors, and your risk is really, really high. Because God forbid you have a hit record, and you can't afford to do what you need to do. What you're going to do is you're going to put a record out there, and you're going to create opportunities for bootleggers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't follow up on your record properly, somebody else is going to make all the money.
Somebody else will.
Yeah, I promise you, there's people out there just waiting for you to come out and fuck up because they can step in and offer you a deal that's not in your best interest, but you're in a messed up position, so you almost have to take it, you know?
Right.
A lot of unsavory people in this industry. I guess you've noticed that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I've been signed to two major record labels. So I was going to be one of Madonna's first acts. So I understand with Maverick. So I've been through it. Been signed to Atlantic Records and Warner Brothers.